KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, snow continues to fall. We picked up a total of 2 inches outside the KJAN studios, 1.7 inches of that since 7 a.m. We look for it to be snowing today with mixed precipitation later this afternoon. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Saturday for Cass and most of our area counties, and until 6 a.m. Saturday for the far west and southwest counties in our listing area. We look for a high today around 31. 2 to 4 inches of snow, give or take, is possible here in the Atlantic and surrounding areas. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. You may have heard Chris just a few moments ago recap some of the latest enclosures for the Nishna Valley as a result of the snowstorm that's impacting the area. And again, no Cass County Health System cardiac rehab classes today. SWTA buses and transit will not be running today, and the SWPCO offices will be closed. Also, Weitzel's Restaurant and Bar in Atlantic will be closed for lunch service today, and they will depend later on this afternoon on the weather whether they'll open up for a dinner service, and no congregate meals or meals on wheels in Audubon and Exira. Also, the city of Corning has declared a 24-hour snow emergency, which goes into effect at 8:30. Well, forecasters posted a blizzard warning for parts of the upper Midwest as a winter storm began to gather steam. Blowing and drifting of snow and whiteout conditions are expected to move in overnight tonight in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa. In South Dakota and Minnesota, dozens of schools canceled classes today ahead of the snowfall expected, as the same story here in southwest Iowa. A winter storm warning across the region was expected to give way to blizzard-like conditions Saturday in northwest and parts of northern Iowa, with gusty winds of up to 50 miles per hour whipping up the snow and bringing down power lines and tree branches. Anywhere from 5 to 9 inches of snow is expected across much of central and southern Minnesota and western Wisconsin by Friday. Here in the KJAN listening area, we do have that winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Saturday, and that covers Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, and Taylor and Ringgold counties, and until 6 a.m. Saturday for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And as I mentioned a moment ago, the winter storm warning will be in effect from 9 a.m. today until 6 p.m. Saturday for the far northern part of our listening area, including Crawford, Carroll, and Dallas counties. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs has awarded $1 million for 5 Iowa Great Places projects in Adel, Redfield, Clinton, Guttenberg, Marion, and Winterset. The funding supports the development of new and existing community-based infrastructure projects that cultivate the unique and authentic qualities of neighborhoods, communities, and regions in Iowa. The Iowa Great Places Citizens Advisory Board approved the grants during their meeting last month in Des Moines. Statewide, 5 grants totaling $1 million were awarded in response to 11 eligible applicants requesting nearly $2.9 million. In this area, a grant of $39,000 will support the addition of 2 public art pieces in the towns of Adel and Redfield, plus artistic lighting on a railroad bridge in Adel to build upon the previous work to create a cultural trail district along the Raccoon River Valley Trail. And a $310,000 grant will support the construction of a 12,000-square-foot environmental learning center to meet the needs of environmental and outdoor recreation programming in Madison County. The center in Winterset will include interactive exhibits, a classroom for applied STEM-based programming, and creative environmental learning, along with a multi-purpose event and conference room to connect visitors to their natural surroundings. A new survey of bankers suggests the economy is growing in rural parts of 10 plains and Midwestern states. The survey results released Thursday show the overall index for rural parts of the region improved to 55.9 in January from December's 50.2. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says hiring remains strong across the region. Elsewhere in the news, one person died and another was injured during a collision early this morning in southeast Iowa's Jefferson County. State Patrol says around 1:10 a.m., a 2002 Pontiac driven by 50-year-old Richard Dwayne Boyd Jr. of Fairfield was traveling north on Highway 1 when it crossed the center line of the road. The car collided head-on with a southbound 2008 Kia driven by 28-year-old Tyler James Lumen of Birmingham, Iowa. Both vehicles came to rest in opposite ditches. Authorities say neither driver was wearing a seatbelt. Richard Boyd Jr. died at the scene. Lumen was transported by ambulance to the Jefferson County Health Center in Fairfield. The accident remains under investigation. Authorities in Iowa had to round up more than 1,700 piglets after a semi-tractor trailer overturned on a freeway just north of Des Moines Thursday. That happened yesterday afternoon when the truck and trailer flipped off of the ramp onto Interstate 35. Iowa State Patrol troopers had to close the ramp at times as crews worked to capture and unload hundreds of pigs. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said in a tweet yesterday, authorities working to corral and transport 1,738 piglets. Most had been rounded up and loaded onto another semi by 5 p.m. Authorities say people were evacuated from a downtown Des Moines building Thursday morning because of a fire. The blaze was reported around 7:30 a.m. Thursday on the third floor of the Capitol Square building, which has the Des Moines Register as among its tenants. Flames and some shattered windows could be seen from the street. Streets surrounding the building were temporarily closed off to traffic. It's not clear whether actually no one was injured, and the cause of the fire remained under investigation. Authorities released the names on Thursday of two people found fatally shot and two wounded in Des Moines. Police responded Wednesday to the shooting at a home in the Merle Hay neighborhood and discovered two bodies. A third person there had a wounded leg and was taken to a hospital. And about 30 minutes later, officers found someone nearby with a gunshot wound to the leg. That person was also transported to the hospital. Police identified the two deceased victims as 28-year-old D'Amico Carr and 21-year-old Kari Henderson. The two wounded were 31-year-old Michael Blackwell and 26-year-old Alonzo Kearney. Republican lawmakers are proposing an amendment to the Iowa Constitution in response to court rulings that struck down abortion restrictions. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison gave a loud Marine Corps hurrah on Tuesday when Governor Kim Reynolds mentioned it in her condition of the state message.
When the Iowa Supreme Court struck down our 72-hour waiting period and our heartbeat legislation, they created a fundamental right to abortion in the Iowa Constitution that is subject to strict scrutiny, which is a higher standard even than is on the federal level. So I have deep concerns, and as do a lot of legal scholars, that nothing we have in code right now for protections may stand up to that. And we could even end up with taxpayer-funded abortion and abortion up to birth.
A subcommittee in the Iowa Senate Thursday gave its approval to a proposed amendment that states Iowa's Constitution does not, quote, recognize, grant, or secure a right to abortion. Senator Jake Chapin, a Republican from Adel, said the amendment will overrule the decisions of unelected judges.
Reining in judicial activism, and so we're very excited to get this across the finish line.
If this year's Republican-led legislature endorses the language, it must also be approved by the legislature sometime in the following 2 years. That means 2022 is the earliest Iowans could vote on the amendment. Chapman says there's no way voters will not understand what's being proposed.
The power resides with the people. It resides with them at the ballot box. It will reside with them when they have an opportunity to vote on this constitutional amendment, and we need to respect the will of the people.
Critics like the Reverend David Zicala of the United Church of Christ in Urbandale say the amendment would set a dangerous precedent.
I think that it is wrongheaded to focus on what rights are not in our Constitution.
Jamie Birch Elliott of Planned Parenthood and Advocates of Iowa also testified at Thursday's State House hearing.
This proposed constitutional amendment is one of the most extreme attacks on women's health in Iowa history. And if it passes, would take away Iowans' right to make the private health care decisions that are best for their own unique circumstances.
The proposal cleared the first hurdle in the legislative process. It will now be considered by the Senate Judiciary Committee. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.